Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is Mr. Pat Giprich, and Pat is Aero Moving and Storage, who are agents for Mayflower Transit, an estimator and sales and marketing guy. This will be kind of fun for you because we're going to bust a big myth about little moves today. Pat, welcome to the studio.
Well, thanks for having me, Ted. I appreciate the opportunity.
You are very welcome, and it's such a treat to get to know you. You and I have some roots sort of in common-ish.
We do.
I lived near the Coast Guard Academy on the East Coast, and you were angling to attend the Coast Guard Academy, so you know my neck of the woods.
I do. I'm originally from Pennsylvania. I actually was in the service for 4 years. So things didn't work out with the Coast Guard Academy. I joined the Navy, did 4 years in the Navy, and then actually got my GI Bill and came to the great state of Colorado to do college. And I met my wife, and two boys later, I'm still here.
So later. Yeah. The look on Pat's face right now. I raised a Marine, and he was like two. So how old are your guys?
Okay, my oldest son is 22. He's in the Navy also. So
nice.
He's stationed in Virginia Beach. And my youngest son, Nathan, he's 19 and still hanging out in Colorado Springs.
Very cool. So we got you way back in the 80s?
I actually got out of the service in 1991, went to school here, and then I've been here ever since.
So don't you fall in love with Colorado Springs?
You got to love it here. I mean, you can't beat the weather. I mean, people say, why did you move to Colorado from Pennsylvania? And they're dealing with this, you know, cold front going through, and here it's in the 50s today. So
I can only think of one Navy profession or military profession that would have you in the moving business, and that's quartermaster. Tell me I'm right.
No, I was an aircraft mechanic.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. All right. How did you find your way to Aero Moving and Storage? That's got to be quite a story.
Well, it is. I actually came here. I was working with Airborne Express as a driver ground operations supervisor.
That's a name I haven't heard in ages.
I know. They actually closed the operation. But a good friend of mine that I was in high school and grade school with actually worked for United Van Lines at the time. It was Cowan Moving and Storage, and they actually closed that agency a while ago. But he brought me into the moving industry. That was back in 1999, I believe, and I've been doing it ever since. So that's how I ended up getting into the industry. Now, I actually been with Aero Moving and Storage for about going on a little over 10 years now, and it's been a blessing.
Did you start on the business end of a hand truck?
I actually started out estimating. So
okay,
I've been estimating ever since.
And you've mastered estimating. And this is where, as I say, we're going to bust a big myth about little moves. And we're also going to make a special offer to those of you listening this morning. And we'll get there after we talk a little bit more about Aero Moving and Storage. So this is really important stuff. We don't move very often. So we may have done it a time or two, but you kind of move on with your life, kind of forget stuff. And the industry changes and certain things become more important than other things. So let's start with properly licensed. Is your company properly licensed?
Yes, we do have our license through the American Moving and Storage Association. We're also members of the Better Business Bureau. And we do have our USDOT number as well.
Okay, yeah, you guys are very regulated, actually.
Yes, sir.
Which is a good thing for we consumers.
Yes.
It keeps you your vehicles safe and up to codes and regulations that the DOT enforces, and they tend to be pretty strict about over-the-road commerce.
They do. Once you cross state lines, we're strictly regulated at that point.
Especially. Okay. Your employees. This is something I think everybody probably wonders about. Are they covered by workers' comp and public liability insurance?
Yes. Everybody we employ is employees of the company. So we don't outsource it. We don't hire any day labor or temporary labor. So you know you're getting background checked, drug screened employees.
And they don't get a job unless they pass those checks and screens.
Yes, sir.
That's hugely important because so many times those crews are working with maybe the mom, and she has to be comfortable and feel secure while this is going on. So that's hugely important. What about liability coverage? What kind of liability coverage do you provide?
All van lines will offer you a minimum liability of 60 cents per pound per article at no charge. And then we do offer extended valuation protection above and beyond that. Now, we offer the coverage with a zero deductible. So there is no deductibles. And when I go out to do a survey, I explain all the valuation protection options to my clients.
Oh, perfect. So I have gathered my belongings or in a place where they need to be moved and you're going to come and visit me. This is where I would love to know what that experience is like. So I'm going to reach out and contact you and you're going to come to my home and we're going to talk about everything from how to pack things, where it's all going, what the general value is so that you can provide that liability insurance for me.
True, true. I will sit down at the table with you, go over a brief description of what we're going to do, go through the house, mark items that are going to be moving, mark items that are not going to be moving. And then once the initial walkthrough is finished, we'll sit down at the table and I'll explain your valuation protection options, the cost of the move, and any other questions that you may have.
You are listening to Mr. Pat Giprich of Arrow Moving and Storage, who are agents for Mayflower Transit, and he is in estimating and sales and marketing. I love these conversations. Can you provide an on-site written estimate, and is it binding?
Yes, I always provide my clients with a binding estimate, and that is based on the items that you tell me that are going to be moved throughout the initial walkthrough. But yes, I will give a binding estimate.
Okay, so as long as I have done my part in helping you help me, meaning I've disclosed everything that's going to be moved, there's nothing hidden, no surprises for you or for me, you can give me that estimate and that's going to be a good solid number.
Yep, sure will.
Perfect. Okay, do you collect a deposit and do you have a cancellation policy?
There is no deposit up front. No reputable moving company will ever take a deposit up front from you. And if you have to cancel or change dates, you can do that without a fee or any kind of penalty.
I imagine with the reputation that Arrow has, that doesn't happen very often.
Not usually, but if the deal falls through on the house when it goes through closing and you know, backs out. So usually that's when it happens.
So more often than not, it's external influences, thing that you don't have any control over and the homeowner doesn't have control over.
Very true.
Nice. Okay. And how do you charge? And let's talk specifically about local moves because there's that big myth coming up and we're going to bust it about how expensive a local move can be, but that's not true, is it?
Not as expensive as you might think it would be. We do all our charges based on weight. So we actually weigh the truck and you just pay for what you're going to move. So we don't do anything by the hour unless it's an office move. And that's when we actually do it by the hour, but we're talking residential moving at this point. So we'll actually weigh the truck. That way, if the crew were to get caught in traffic or any downtime, you're not charged any of those charges.
Perfect. Okay. So I love the idea that we've got a takeaway here. That's really important. Don't let a moving company ask you for money up front.
Yes, sir.
Get a binding estimate. But make sure you've done your due diligence with Pat, for example, if he comes to your home from Arrow and you've disclosed everything that you know is going to be moved, that way he can write you a perfectly solid estimate. And then that's not going to change.
Right.
That's good stuff. And you've been in business for how long, Arrow?
Arrow Moving and Storage has been in business since 1996.
Okay. That's a good long time. I got here in 92. And were you allied with Mayflower at that time?
At that time, we were.
And you have that alliance because Mayflower is actually the organization that does the across state lines transport of things that you're moving.
Yes, we use all their DOT licensing numbers and everything to cross state lines.
All right. So when we are dealing with Arrow, we're dealing with local, which
yes,
we love.
Yes.
A great reputation. And I know you want to meet Pat Giprich. Get a hold of Pat at 719-573-3460, 719-573-3460. Learn more about Arrow Moving at arrowmoving.net. That's arrowmoving.net. Here comes the deal of the day, right?
Yes, sir.
You're giving people for local moves 10% off if you say that you heard it here on Business Connection. Thank you for doing that in advance. It won't cost you nearly as much as you think it will. You're not going to be asked for a deposit. The written estimate that you get is going to be solid.
Yep, that's correct. And the in-home surveys are absolutely free. There's no cost or obligation to do those.
Again, 10% off your local move. Give Pat a call, 719-573-3460, 719-573-3460. Pat Giprich, estimator and sales and marketing for Arrow Moving and Storage, agents of Mayflower Transit and business here, local folks since 1996. Pat, thanks for being here today.
Ted, it's a pleasure.
Good stuff. And that's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. We'll be back next week at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio. In the meantime, catch us by podcast. Totally free. Available 24/7 at KRDO.com. Select Radio tab and click on Podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.